At least Pakistan still has a functioning government. You can't say the same about Yemen. They've endured so much in the past 3 years. A modest checklist here. The civil war there has killed 10,000 people. The Saudi-led military campaign with backing from the U.S. has cut off access to Yemen, so it's a struggle to get food aid into the country, and many people are starving. The people who work for water departments, sewage, garbage collection, and schools, they haven't been paid since last fall. And now the World Health Organization says Yemen's cholera epidemic may have infected more than 400,000 people. Filmmaker Martin Smith brought a film crew into Yemen recently for PBS Frontline. So take us there to Sana'a, the capital, Martin. This was your first day. What did it look like? What did you see?
Well, as soon as you approach the airport and begin your landing, you see the hulks of destroyed airplanes all burned out and bombed out on the runway. And then you get into town and you see what looks like, you know, a very poor city, but you see bustling, you see people about, you see markets open, but you see a lot of garbage. And it's the garbage that has been the problem causing the cholera epidemic.
This is interesting because, I mean, not getting your garbage collected, that's just a function of government kind of in collapse. But this is connected to salaries not being paid. And as you say, you connect that to the cholera outbreak. Just connect the dots for us. And does the science bear this out?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So you have garbage piling up on the streets, and then you have the rains coming. The rains wash through the garbage, and you get bacteria into the water supply, or kids will play in and around the garbage and infect themselves by touching the bacteria. So it starts to spread, and as long as people in the sanitation department aren't being paid, the garbage doesn't get picked up, and you have a spread of the epidemic.
And with hospitals damaged, how are the people who have cholera, who've gotten sick, how are they coping?
Well, it's a problem. It's a problem mostly outside of the capital. You see more hospitals that have been destroyed outside the capital than you do in Sana'a itself. But we were in a hospital in Sana'a on one of our first days there, and they were absolutely packed. They were having to release patients before they were really healthy, because they had to make room for those that were in worse condition. So they were running out of medical supplies, they're running out of beds, and the nurses and doctors hadn't been paid in 8 months.
I mean, cholera can kill people, and if they don't die, they can be in a really bad state of affairs for a while. What's that done to morale in the middle of this whole bombing campaign?
Well, as you can imagine, it affects morale quite a lot. But what we saw in the nurses and doctors was that they were staying at it. They tell us that, you know, if I get sick and nobody comes to work to take care of me, then I die. So I'm here to take care of the people who do have infections.
Even not being paid.
Yeah. Well, they feel it's their duty to do that.
Wow. So finally, and you touch on this in your Frontline report, Martin, how do Yemenis talk about this war and what they know about the U.S. role there?
Well, the people that we talked to weren't particularly taking sides in the war. They simply felt that they were caught in the middle between the Houthi rebels and the Saudi bombing campaign. But they do know where the bombs are coming from, where the weapons are coming from. They're coming from the United States or from the UK. And, you know, in a number of cases, we had people showing us the shards of a missile or a cluster bomb, and they were from the West. They know the sale of these weapons to Saudi Arabia and to the UAE, the Emirates. They know that those sales are coming from the UK and the US. So when we were there, there was a big rally being held, Say No to US Terrorism. So Americans may not know that the United States is engaged in a war in Yemen, but the people of Yemen know that the U.S. is.
What kind of reaction did you get when Yemenis would find out you're American?
Well, I think people in these countries are so used to there being a difference between the people of the country and the government of the country. And so they make a great distinction between Americans and the American government, because their governments are not particularly representative across the region. So they make that same assumption about the U.S. And so they were very friendly to me. They were very happy to have an American reporter there, which is a rarity over the last 8 to 10 months. And they were very pleased that somebody was there to listen to them from the United States. So they were very, you know, they didn't take out their hostility, even though there were chants of death to America and graffiti everywhere you turned.
Martin Smith reported on Yemen for Frontline. You can see what he discovered at our website, PRI.org. Martin, thanks very much.
Hey, Marco, thank you.